This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show is Brian Zilm, Zoning Economic Development Grant Writer for the City of Carlinville. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Hey, Rick. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Brian, our topic of conversation today is turning to something I guess we can say that's new for Carlinville in that recently at the City Council meeting, a tourism committee was created, and I know there were certain members named to that committee, but let's start off talking about sort of the why and what will this committee be doing when we talk about tourism in Carlinville.
Right now, tourism, it's been a little on the back burner in the community for a while. There was a committee, I can't remember if it was through the chamber, I believe it was, or went in communities. And COVID happened, and naturally things just kind of dissipated a bit. So right now we have this new committee from City Hall. There's basically $45,000 that has come into our budget, just sitting there for tourism purposes. And you know, the natural thing is to set up a committee. And you know, the one thing on my radar that I want to get this up and running for is in 2026 is the 100th anniversary of Route 66. So it'd be good to be up and running and also well into a plan by the time 26 rolls around.
Now, you spoke of funds. These funds, where do they come from? Is this grant-type funds, or do they come from something that is tax-wise, or sort of where the funds that you have now come from?
Right. These are all hotel and motel taxes, actually. And with that, there's a stipulation that it has to go towards tourism with a focus on events that encourage overnight stays. So, you know, we've got the Christmas in Carlinville coming up. Obviously, in the summer, there are plenty of activities that encourage that. So that's always the stipulation when it comes to hotel-motel tax. It has to encourage an overnight event, you know, encouraging people to stay in the community overnight. So that's what we're looking at right now, and sadly the timing of this is really close to those Christmas events, so hopefully we can get up and running here in November and maybe find a way to help them out as we get closer.
When you talk about overnight stay, recently I think we should ask, what many people remembered was one hotel in the area. It was out on Interstate 55. That, of course, has now been sold and things like that. And then there's the Carlin Villa. Is this in a geographic area, or how does that sort of come out?
Yeah, it has to be in the city of Carlinville. We can't encourage it in another community. We can't encourage here in town, one hotel option over another, because now we've got at least one or two Airbnb-type situations. We can't really promote one over the other, but it's nice to have those options right now.
When your committee meets and starts discussing this, obviously they have a budgetary amount that they now know that they're working with. What will they do? As you said, you are thinking about sort of the Christmas stuff right now, but it's very close, and then ultimately the 100th anniversary of Route 66. But what will they be doing and saying, okay, these are things that probably will work? Sort of how will they break it out as to what's a priority?
Well, I think that's just something we're going to have to determine when we start meeting. When I look at the list of the individuals who are on this tourism committee, it's really well-rounded. There's a lot of experience there. There's a lot of energy. And I have no doubt that they'll come up with some great ideas where to put this money.
Will this also maybe work itself as you get going? As you said, there's the motel-type tax, but could you also say, oh, there's grant money out there. We could get this because it's earmarked for tourism. Could you expand it that way?
Absolutely. And in fact, one thing that we've done in the last couple of months is reach out for new partnerships, especially with tourism. One in mind is the Great Rivers and Routes organization down in, I believe they're based in Alton. But now we have a local citizen who's really involved with there and our representative. So Carlinville is really well represented there. I imagine this committee will work hand in hand with them for everything coming up from, you know, the Route 66, obviously, in 26, but also, you know, there's the old jail is going to be opening back up here, hopefully next year. There's been a lot of improvements at the courthouse. There's just a lot happening right now that we can tap into.
I was going to ask you about that. We have local attractions. For instance, the newly built train depot here is a Carlinville thing. I guess we could put it that way. But then we have, as you know, the tourist portions that are really county-owned, but in Carlinville, like, as you said, the jail, the courthouse. Will it sort of be a working together thing?
I mean, absolutely. I think strong tourism for Macoupin County involves a strong tourism for the city of Carlinville and vice versa. So, you know, we have a great relationship with Sheriff Call. He takes care of everything at the courthouse, but also Andrea Duncan is on our committee, and she has done a fantastic job at the courthouse. She gives the tours. She knows the history inside and out. So there's going to be a great relationship there. I have no doubt about it.
You mentioned Andrea Duncan. I know another committee member, Mary Tinder. I know she's very big with pollinators and make Carlinville beautiful. And then, of course, Blackburn College even is a bee campus and so forth. Is that stuff that also would be looked at?
Oh, absolutely. Carlinville is, well, we were the first bee city in the city or in the state of Illinois. And that's actually something the city of Carlinville put in for a governor's hometown award for, which Mary and Make Carlinville Beautiful got awarded earlier this year. So that was really exciting. It's amazing how people have gravitated towards the Make Carlinville Beautiful, towards the pollinator stuff in the last couple of years. And with all the gardens that are around town, I have no doubt people are going to come to town to check those out. And also, while they're here, if they want to fill up their tank or go out to eat, that'd be wonderful.
Another thing I'm probably asking you too far ahead, but we have talked before on various other interviews, and things are starting to move towards maybe some changes at the Carlinville Lake and things like that. There's a campground there, and maybe some things will be done out there in the future. Would that also qualify for that part you were talking about? It's not a motel, but like camping and stuff, could that be integrated into that?
That's actually something we're looking at right now, because the development of the lake right now is probably one or two on my priority list for the next 5-10 years, because now that we will be able to not use that as a water source in a couple of years when we connect to alluvial, that could be a game changer for the entire community and certainly for the lake. We'll be able to have activities out there. We'll be able to have boating, fishing, on hopefully one and two. And I just think that that could be transformative for Carlinville. And this tourism committee is going to be ready to promote that and make it an attraction for Carlinville. Hopefully Carlinville is a summer attraction for lakegoers.
Now, let me ask you, Brian, as you said, you're just up and running and you've got some priorities, some things you're talking about, but how will the committee meet? How will it report to the city council? And maybe you could talk about the actual workings of the committee and how that'll come out over, you know, the next several months.
Right. So it's going to have to operate like the other committees here at City Hall. It's, you know, Open Meetings Act. We got to post the agenda. We have an alderman on the committee, Doug Downey, who has a long history with tourism. He's been a part of the Christmas group forever. So that's going to be really helpful. But, you know, it's just we're going to have to get up and going. We're going to be posting agendas. And it reminds me a lot of zoning, which I am obviously a part of those committee meetings. And so if something comes up and someone requests some tourism funds, we'll, you know, hopefully make a recommendation to the council. And so right now we're just kind of finding our angle on it.
In other words, you'll be open to, if somebody has an idea, they can show up at a committee meeting and say, hey, I have this idea, present it to you, and then you'll take it under consideration.
Absolutely. And if anyone has an idea like that, they can reach out to me at City Hall every day. And I'd be happy to take it to the committee, take it to the mayor just in the next room. So If anyone has any sort of tourism idea, feel free to contact us. I think that'd be amazing. Always looking for community input.
When you do set the meetings, are they going to be like every Tuesday of the month or of the whatever your time frame is? Just trying to get a feel for, you sort of know these meetings take place, like the city council meeting is first Monday and third Monday of the month.
Right. Yeah. So we're going to have to find, first of all, need to, as we get up and going, we'll probably have to have more, maybe monthly, but, you know, similar to zoning, that pretty much only pops up when there's something to talk about. And I imagine tourism will have to meet a lot more frequently than zoning. So hopefully, you know, it's a monthly thing. But, you know, it's like this week at City Hall is just jam-packed with committees, so we got to find where we fit and a time slot that works for everyone involved.
Probably even you'll be, you know, we have people come, well, until COVID, but we used to have groups come through on, unquote, the Route 66 route, and they were from Europe and places like that, large groups. That might mean you all might have to expand into talking to entities pretty far from Carlinville.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when those, you know, especially in the summer, when you get the Route 66 travelers that come from all over the world, whether it's someone of our committee that goes up there and greets them, or you know, someone from the Chamber of Commerce goes up and greets them, like, we need to really make that a priority to welcome these people to town and help them any way we can.
As you have a committee now, do you see where you might have a committee spokesperson who would be like what you're talking about, maybe the official conduit to whatever the situation may be?
Well, I think there are several people on there that could be. I think I'm the de facto representative of it right now. But I know if there's a instance where I can't make it, I mean, you got Mary Tender, Andrea Duncan, Perry Brown, Dan Howder. All of those individuals are just so well-versed in everything Carlinville-related that even if they're driving around the square and they see people up there, they're the type of individual that would pull over, greet them, and try and help them out however they can.
And you spoke of another name that is involved with, I guess you call it, tourism activity. Dan Howder, of course, associated with the Historical Society, and that's probably another component you have to give consideration to as well.
Oh, absolutely. I think that that's one area of town that is greatly underappreciated. They put on great events throughout the year, and Dan knows it inside and out. And that's why I like this committee that we have right now, because it's so well-rounded. You got Dan with the Historical Society. Perry puts on the market days in the summer and does a great job with that. Andrea Duncan, you know, she knows pretty much everything. Same with Mary Tender. And it's just really well-rounded. And a big part of that will be working with the Historical Society, too.
And again, until you start putting out your official agenda, if somebody has ideas or wants to talk to you about it, one last time, your contact number?
Yeah. So my direct line at City Hall is 217-854-4908. You can email me at bzilm@cityofcarlinville.com. Or just come up to City Hall. I'm here every day.
Brian Zilm, thank you for joining us on the forum this weekend.
Wonderful. Thanks, Rick. Have a good weekend.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.